This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fighting going on here is the day after Christmas, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, who quipped a few moments ago, just like the old days. Yeah. Yes, it is sort of the old days because Victoria is off today, but back tomorrow. A lot of people are off today, in fact. A lot of people are not working at all today because they're considering this Christmas. Banks are closed. Right. Most of the government offices are closed. Yes, it is. Speaking of observing things, it's Hanukkah as well, the Jewish Festival of Lights. You and me being in Israel for this past week, a lot of the stories. I don't think I talked at all about Hanukkah while I was over there, and I don't know why I didn't. Huh. Certainly, I mean, there was plenty of opportunity. It's not like there weren't a lot of Jewish people around.
But it's not their biggest holiday of the year. I mean, we think it is because it's around Christmas, but it's really
Christmas
not.
Christmas time, yeah. That's very apt, Jennifer, yeah. There are a lot of people. What I saw that I really got a kick out of, as I was leaving on Friday, I went by there, the mall, the big airport there is Ben-Gurion, wherever all the international flights go in and out. And they have a mall there, just like they have every place else, in every other airport, in every major city around our country and around the world.
Great.
It's now become a shopping mall. Right. So they had specials on menorahs. You could buy menorahs half price. Well, they already had started the holiday, so if you didn't have a new menorah, rather than keep them till next year, you sell them at cost. So the menorah, those are the Hanukkah lamps. I think they're more properly called Hanukkah lamps. But there were lots of them, a lot of variety in them. And I just found it kind of, I got a kick out of it to see. And there were people, by the way, who, and I don't understand, well, I guess I do understand a little bit the motivation to it. There were people that were there, obviously not Jewish, who were buying them because they, it's like almost like a museum piece. You know, you go as a traveler and a visitor to Israel
and you
never come back again. Yeah, you get a menorah. Right. Look, I got a menorah. Most people still
from
don't
Israel.
Understand. Yeah, right. This,
in the,
is, a, this
in the
is a genuine, yeah, a genuine
right
thing
next to the mugs.
Yeah. Then right. The little collector spoon.
Right.
The pictures, the
refrigerator magnets.
Yeah. That was another funny story. Uri, I should have him tell this story himself. He's going to set up a museum. Did we talk about that when he was on the air with me on Friday? No, I don't think we did. Uri was with me for an hour and a half or so with all of us on Friday as a co-host. He's setting up a Uri Geller Museum in Jaffa, which is where he's living now, a suburb of Tel Aviv. And they bought this old, big old brick building, and they're going to change it. And he has all of his stuff because he's selling his house in England. And so he has everything in containers ready to start this museum. So they're going to redo this whole building. And he's going to be as one of the main things that he has to display, if you will, is that 1976 black Cadillac Fleetwood Brome limo that he bought when he was working, when he was really riding high here in America. The car's only got 50,000 miles on it, Richie.
Wow.
And it is in mint condition. But it has 5,418 bent spoons and forks and other things that are riveted to the car. So you've seen a picture of it. There's
yep.
a picture. If you go on to Google, Jennifer, have you ever seen a picture of it? You
no.
Just Google.
No, it's
Uri
a sight.
Geller
you have to
car.
See it.
It really is, yeah. And to see it driving down the street. I took one ride in it once in England because it's a Cadillac and the roads over there are so narrow, you're not really able to go anywhere. The car's got 50,000 miles on it, like new, Richie. The engine sounds like it just came off of the assembly line. Everything about it is as clean as could be.
Wow.
And so when he brings it in, I just put that.
It is kind of. You know what I love about Uri?
Sort of like a pun.
Uri's so fantastic. Uri's like, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'll buy a building to keep all my stuff in. And
that's all. That's right.
And you know what?
Charge admission.
Why don't I charge
people admission to come see all my stuff?
Yeah, right.
He's so great.
That's it. Oh, yeah, he's fabulous. He really is a great friend, and I had a lot of fun with him while we were over there last week. He's very interesting. If you go to his urigeller.com, but more to the point, if you look at some of the things, he's very... His birthday headlines in his birthday. One of the reasons I went over last week was to enjoy what it was like and to talk with you about Holy Week in Israel, the week of Christmas. But then his birthday was on Tuesday, and I obviously wanted to celebrate that with him. So there, some of those pictures I think are posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. One of the things that he's very outspoken about is Donald Trump. He loves Donald Trump. Loves, 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 loves Donald Trump. His wife can't stand Donald Trump.
How many marriages can identify with that, I wonder, by the way?
I've wondered about that. I have a very good friend who...
Drive yourself into Wisconsin, you probably find many people that agree with you.
Yeah, right. Well, so in your family, it's certainly between you and your mother, that's the way it shapes up. No question about that. And Richie, wasn't that the case with you? No, your wife liked Trump.
I liked him. My wife hated him. Then I couldn't stand him. Okay. And my wife hated him. Then we both ended up having to vote for him. Yeah, right, exactly. Well, and I'll say, so far so good, so we'll see.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. You know, it's very interesting. I find compelling is probably the better word here. All the headlines over the weekend about and what we're going to do and spend our time on this week will probably be with an eye toward the tradition of what happened this year, what do you think is going to happen next year. We'll get suckered into that. Speaking of, as Jennifer just said, sucker! But we'll do it with a different twist on it, as is the case usually here. One of the things that I am going to look forward to is taking the news media apart with how wrong they have been when it comes to Trump and how they get suckered. Speaking of suckers,
sucked into
this whole thing, the nuclear thing. I mean, the two of them are back, and Putin and Trump are back and forth about, if you really dig under the surface of all of that, what they're really saying to each other isn't what the headline is. And so I don't know whether, and you can make this up, make your mind up on this, whichever way you'd like to go. The news media, is it because they just don't want to present something that looks like there's an accord because it's not good for business, or that they'll get along because it's not good for business? They want to stir the pot. So every headline is about whatever the latest tweet is. Even though I think we all agree they ought to take the phone away from him, he still is saying things that bait people into thinking about something that might be good. Okay, so you threaten to do a nuclear thing, and then Putin may react to it, or, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. It's not in our best interest to do it. But you negotiate in a way that gets everybody thinking about stuff. And then, you know, some of those who are flower children want to, and I don't mean that in a negative sense, but just some of these people who are so silly, they bite at every single thing that they see or hear. Ah, you know, he's going to do this and he's going to do that. How the hell do you know what he's going to do?
Hey, but listen, the reality is, for generations, politicians use the media to put feelers out to see how we will react to it.
Yeah,
and this is just a different way. So instead of a politician releasing to a reporter a tidbit of information so that they can all stand back and go, all right, that didn't go over well. Let's change course of action. Trump just tweets it.
Yeah. And this is sort of like two things. Like, first, it's a sign of the times. Like, I mean, Obama, everybody studied Obama's win for presidency and talked about his mastery of social media. This is almost like the next step in that. And then part two, the media cannot, I mean, the American people don't trust the media anymore. I mean, the percentage numbers of trust, of trustability are just gone.
Media. So what would you rather have?
You have them skip the middleman.
Right. Would you rather have them kind of wheeling and dealing behind the scenes and feeding us little tidbits like mice, like a little piece of cheese to see whether we eat it or not? Or would you rather it just going, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? Which is pretty much what Trump does.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
The only scary part is if we don't like it, will he change his mind?
Right.
Yeah.
And does Russia vote when he's tweeting?
14 past the hour at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at, well, you can go to Facebook, at Doug Stephan, and go to Facebook.com/DJV Show. I don't know, Richie, what do you have for a Facebook? You have a, I mean, you have a Twitter.
Of course, right? At Rich McFadden.
At. There you go.
Instagram,
very creative.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah,
took me years.
Okay, very creative. Speaking of creative, the story that we continue to create around Superbeats and how wonderfully well this product works, the focus at the end of the year ought to be, you know, you make your New Year's resolution, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to stop smoking, whatever it is, I'm going to spend less money, blah, 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 blah. So maybe one of the things that you can do to condition yourself for the new year, condition in all of the right ways, condition your mind, condition your body, is to give up caffeine. I think, Richie, you and I have never had a cup of coffee in our lives, so it doesn't come to us that
I've
need
had
caffeine.
It. I've tried to like it, and I just can't.
No, can't. But Jennifer, you drink a good deal of caffeine.
Yeah, have you met my life?
Right.
But I will tell you this. You know, Dougie, that I drink my Super Beats in the afternoon. So I'll have a cup of coffee in the morning, and then my mid-afternoon slump is Super Beats. But starting at the beginning of January, I decided to do a little cleanse for myself because I just feel like it's time.
Good.
And so I think I'm going to kick out the coffee in the morning and do another cup of Super Beats.
Good. Good for you. All right, Super Beats allows you, if you have been hooked on caffeine, to get away from it, because caffeine is fake energy, and Super Beats are real energy. Coffee actually raises your blood pressure, and that's not good, whereas Super Beats lowers your blood pressure and keeps it where it's supposed to be. So why not make yourself this promise to replace your daily coffee with Super Beats, as Jennifer just suggesting? It'll change your life. Because unlike coffee, Super Beats is a functional food for circulation. Nitric oxide in the Super Beats opens up your arteries to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, when Meredith and I visited with him last week, or the week before last, actually, we were talking about our blood pressure and things, tests that he did to me last year and us, and then he didn't do them this year because he said, you don't need to. One of them was my circulation. You remember that I used to talk about how my feet and my hands, my fingers would get numb. And they did, especially when the weather was cold. Now, when I'm on Super Beats, they don't, because the blood's getting to every little eensy-teensy bit of your body. That's why the blood pressure goes down and stays where it's supposed to be. Nitric oxide is the secret to Super Beats. Super Beats' secret is buying, when you buy it, you're buying a canister of powdered beets that come from non-GMO beets that are grown and cooked and then dried and powdered. That's what you get. You'll get all-day boost in your energy and stamina within a few minutes of drinking a glass, or put it in your smoothie, wherever you want to put it. It really does help support healthy blood pressure. Super Beats, packed with electrolytes and antioxidants. I can go on and on and on. So why don't you get on board? Here's how it works. Call now, 800-655-4183, and find out what all this hubbub is about. Get your first order of Super Beats by dialing 800-655-4183. Comes with your we're going to give you a 30-day supply of regular Super Beats. You'll get a book called Beat the Odds, free shipping, mentioned Doug Stephan. Whether you call 800-655-4183, or you decide you want to order them online, which many people think is better, just go to DougLikesBeats.com. Doug, DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. And order it there. I think that's, you know, get a lot of answers by going there. Order them no matter how you get them. Get them. Super Beats. DougLikesBeats.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As crass as it may sound, it was his last Christmas. The star of this English group, Wham. Well, come on, it was. I mean, this is a big popular hit. We talked about this two or three times over the course of the last month, Jennifer, as to how popular.
Great song.
I think, as a matter of fact, the first song we played in our celebration of Christmas music when we got started the first week of December was this one.
I think you're
and
right.
And how popular it was. Yeah. And we played it two or three times because it is an important part of Christmas music, Christmas pop music. George Michael, songwriter, singer, for those of you who didn't know, died yesterday in Oxford. His group Wham sold millions of records, and then he went out on his own. I think he sold tens of millions more, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go through some of the songs. Really, would you hear everything?
Yeah, he had a really great career, both with Andrew Ridgeley, who did a tribute to him already on Facebook, and then he had that singles, that solo career. And I have to tell you guys, full disclosure, one of my first childhood crushes.
Oh, every girl.
Oh, yeah.
George Michael, really?
I had no idea that he wasn't playing on my team. I just love that poofy blonde hair. Come on.
Oh, and the three-day stubble.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Kind of like Bruno Mars today with the hairdo, same sort of thing.
Maybe.
I was looking at some of the postings James Corden wrote. I loved George Michael for as long as I can remember. He was an absolute inspiration, always ahead of his time.
Do you know he was the first carpool karaoke was George Michael?
Really?
I didn't know that. No.
I didn't know that either.
Here, let's see here. Another post. Rest in peace, George Michael. You were a legend and you were far too young. Latoya Jackson wrote, "You've given the world an amazing gift. What a talent. What a loss. We will continue to love you. Rest in peace." Let's see some of the other comments. Well, anyway, let's just go through some of the tunes here, Richie. Careless Whisper, how many of us remember that?
Oh, man.
This one closed down the bars in Georgetown at 2 a.m. This is your last chance, everybody. Get on the floor. Yeah.
That's right.
There it is.
You don't have to go home, but and you can't stay here.
Exactly.
Everything She Wants. Another one of his big tunes. Read some of the other comments here. Ellen DeGeneres, I just heard about my friend George Michael's death. He was such a brilliant talent. I'm so sad. I mean, when you read some of these, what do you get out of reading them?
Well, you know, I mean, to that extent, we always say, oh, brilliant talent. Brilliant.
Another good guy is gone.
Somebody drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs.
He was a brilliant talent, and he worked against himself so much in his career. I mean, especially towards the end. I mean, he could still be performing and doing his thing, and I think he just let his vices get in the way.
You know, the more I see people like him, the more I'm glad I'm very average, because to be brilliant, I mean, look at all of them. Look at all of them that are just
You know, Rich,
geniuses.
It's really a plight.
It really is.
Sorry.
I'm so average, and I'm so happy about it, because otherwise I would have to do drugs to do what they do, and
I have to. You do. Yeah, I don't think any of us are really average.
Musician
sure.
who hasn't struggled with drugs and alcohol. I mean, I have a hard time coming up with three or four.
Aretha Franklin?
Nope, she had problems.
She had problems with food. She had problems with alcohol and drugs?
She had problems, yeah.
All right. How about Ray Charles? He died because of the drug stuff, right?
No, he definitely had problems. Heroin.
Luciano Pavarotti. What's the story? He was heavy from eating too much spaghetti.
Yeah, come on, Rich.
What's it? How's Elton John in the drug department? Is he?
I think now he's fine, but alcohol, bad problem.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway. Passing on the, it was unexplained at the time he died, but apparently it's now heart failure. No suspicious things going on at all. He had died of heart failure in bed, lying peacefully. Passing of George Michael here, 28 past the hour.
A whale of a tale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Orcas are free to roam over the entire world to hunt, mate, and otherwise live. But much like humans, orcas tend to stay in the areas where they grew up, hunt the way their particular local clan hunts, and mate with others from their territory. Orcas, like humans, develop what appear to be cultural trends that translate into distinct genomes, mirroring their cultural niches. Scientists are now observing and documenting how the environment and behavioral patterns of orcas are influencing the genetics of their species. Sound familiar? That's because your environment and behavioral patterns are physically shaping you as well. For ways to shape your mind in the best possible way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Oh, the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Works 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. We are here to focus this week, today through Friday. I guess there'll be the usual, the year in review. Dun, 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 dun. Right now, though, I just like to review Christmas. The neatest thing in terms of when you see stories, you go, yep, that's a good one. I like that. These three young women who were on a plane that that was they were booked to go from Spain to London, and they were going home for Christmas, three of them, all friends. Well, the plane was delayed that they were supposed to be on, And there was another flight that was before that flight going from, I think it was Barcelona to Heathrow. And so they were the last ones, and they couldn't get on. The plane that was going ahead of the one they were supposed to be on, they got everybody onto the earlier plane except for the three of them. Mm-hmm. So when their plane arrived, it was just the three of them, the four people that were flight attendants, and the two pilots.
Wow.
That's great.
They took a 2.5-hour flight, and they had the greatest time.
I was Rock reading, stars.
That would be really fun. Yeah.
They were. They were treated to, they were up in the cockpit with a captain. They all became great friends. Laura Stevens, 34. Sarah Hunt, 35. Laurie Lynn Walker, 33. All rode in the business class of the plane. They served, the four flight attendants served the three of them champagne. They took selfies in the cockpit with a pilot.
That's awesome.
It was like really cute kind of a story. Anyway, that's their story. All right, Jen.
We're going
to go through this. Hello, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours. I understand you did a fine job on Friday, so that's good. A feather in your cap, as usual. I had no worries about not being here.
Good.
Richie thinks that something's happening in my life because I actually...
He's getting soft.
Don't mind taking a day or two off here and there. I'm getting soft in my old age.
You know, actually, anyway. It makes me... Can I get a little squishy?
Yeah.
Because you do not ever take any time off. And so it makes me so happy that you trust me enough so that you can actually take a few days off. Because even though I know you don't like to, sometimes it's really necessary for all of us to take a little break.
Yeah, you got
to
I'm fine every now and then.
Yeah, so I hope that, you know, you take advantage of that more in the new year because it makes me really feel good that I can help you out with that.
Well, you know, but thank you. And I appreciate that. And you know I do. One of the things that's really fun, when I got on the plane, about the time you went on the air is when I was getting on the plane in Tel Aviv, and I flew up to Zurich, and that's how I went over. I flew Swissair to Zurich and then down to Tel Aviv and came back. Zurich's a wonderful place. Both times I went in and out, I spent a couple of hours in the airport on both ways.
Did you ride the little radio tram?
No, what I did was buy chocolate at Swiss chocolate.
Because if you get on the radio on the airplane the airport where it moves you from terminal to terminal,
right?
It's the most hysterical thing. You get on and all of a sudden you start to hear cows mooing and you're like, "What the heck?" And you realize they pump in sound effects of animals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the farms all around. City you will ever go to.
It's a wonderful city.
It's pristine.
Yeah, all of Switzerland is like that.
It really is. Yeah. It's pristine. Yeah.
So anyway, one of the things that I picked up over, and I love to read foreign newspapers, and so I was reading the international edition of some newspaper, the one that they publish in England that makes it, you know, in all these airports, when I'm in Tel Aviv, you can pick up any number of newspapers that are in English and also in Hebrew there, and they have German newspapers, and they have French newspapers there, and Italian newspapers, and Spanish newspapers, and then in Zurich, they had all the European newspapers as well. So there was a story buried on like the 14th page. And I don't know why it was in this newspaper, but I thought of you instantly because you're a big supporter of John Bolton. You wanted him to be Secretary of State.
Yeah.
So do you know why he didn't get the job?
Tell me. I don't.
Because Trump doesn't like his mustache.
I did hear that, actually.
Yeah.
that was sort of because Donald Trump apparently he likes to watch TV and he doesn't miss much of the news, especially he loves the Fox News, right?
Yes,
and so he likes the image, and so that was one of the rumors running around that mustache just didn't fit into the Trump team image.
Yeah.
This is like George Steinbrenner, you know.
Yeah, image is a lot to him, apparently.
Yeah. All right. So, Jennifer, yesterday's highlight as Christmas went from your home, you must have been to your mother's house, your father's house, boyfriend's house.
Okay. Now, you ready for all this?
Go ahead. Let's go.
I can't even believe
this is, by the way, meant it reflecting. The reason that I do all of these things, boys and girls at home, is because I want you to reflect on whatever it is that we're talking about. It's always a reflection going back to you. Whatever our circumstances are, whatever we're talking about, we want you to think along the same lines. So you'll all now have a chance today to sort of regurgitate yesterday and how much fun you hopefully had and how much goodwill was created by whatever you were doing. So in your case, Jennifer, you've got all kinds of things in the hopper there with the rest of the family.
It was very busy, but I feel very blessed. So on Friday night after I left my job, my dad's job, I mean, I didn't leave, I'm coming back tomorrow, but you know, I went to my dad's house and I prepped Christmas Eve dinner that I cooked for 18 people. So I got everything ready so that I wouldn't have to be futzing around on Christmas Eve. Did that, and then had time to have dinner with both of my parents, which was really awesome. It was just the three of us.
Dinner together, the three of you.
Yep, the three of us.
Where'd you have it? Your house, father's house?
There's this little restaurant. I've got to take you there, Dougie. We call it the Shack, but it's actually called The Ramp, and it's right by the 5 Freeway, but it's really good food, and it's, like, right by my dad's house. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, we did that. Then on Christmas Eve, I had some time to myself to kind of get my house ready and, you know, gifts pushed around and all of that. And then I went to church.
Get gifts for the neighbors ready.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they just come in and take those. So then my mom and I went to church, the two of us. Mm-hmm. And then my boyfriend and his kids came over, and we went to my dad's where I cooked said meal for 18 people. And that was sort of our misfit Christmas, where it's turned into our new family tradition where we've created our friend family, since most of the family members I've had locally have moved away. And then everybody spent the night at my dad's, and Santa Claus came on Christmas morning on Sunday, and then we went to my mom's and opened gifts and had breakfast, and then we came back to my house and made a little turkey dinner here, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good day.
Good positive.
How about you?
Sound. We actually Meredith and I were alone, and that was sort of by design. When I got here, what time? I'm trying to remember. I have not really slept. I'm just sort of, last night is the first night I slept well in about 4 or 5 nights, and one of the things that she got me for Christmas was this really sophisticated sleeping aid. Now, I've been very blessed over my life. I can sleep almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed lately, though, that I'm not sleeping as well as I used to. And she's very observant as to what's going on with me. So she found this she doesn't settle for anything but the best in whatever it is that she does. And so this thing is a gizmoed up way of using all sorts of tools to be able to sleep well.
Is it
and
a sleep mask?
Yeah, we need more information here. What do you
No, it's a, it's a, it's
How does it mount to your body?
It doesn't. No. It's on the nightstand, and it has music. It has meditation.
Oh, okay.
It has the sounds of the sea. Whatever you want to choose, you can choose something and find the thing that best suits you. And
right.
So last night we played it, and we both were out. She doesn't have any trouble sleeping, and I normally don't. But last night was the best night's sleep I've had for a week. And it was mostly because I think, well, maybe it's just psychosomatic. Who knows what it is?
By the way, there's a 99-cent app on your iPhone that'll do that same thing.
Yeah,
and I use it.
Don't tell Meredith that. She's been 99 cents, I bet.
Too late. She's already heard it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she has.
So anyway. Nice. So you guys had some alone time.
We had a great morning. We sort of, she said to me, we're out by the pool. I'm here at the place she has in Florida. She's here for the winter with her horse stuff. And so we went out by the pool, and we were sitting in lounge chairs, and she looked at me about 20-25 minutes after we'd been sitting out there just talking about stuff, drinking tea, and she said, I don't remember ever in the 5 years I've known you, you sitting in a chaise lounge like this just talking. And I don't know that I thought about it one way or another.
Just doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
Good for you.
And so we stayed there another half hour or so watching Millie chase the lizards around and stuff like that. And then we opened our presents, and we didn't actually talk to the kids till late in the day. You know, you'd be proud of me, Richie. I'm doing FaceTime.
FaceTime,
very good.
Megan is in England, and she unfortunately has bad cold, and Miles has a cold. So, and they were in a family with all these kids around, so I could talk. I could tell by looking at her that she was worn out. And then Brendan and I had some FaceTime later on in the day. And so that's, you know, for the first time, and I felt badly about it. He said, Dad, don't worry. I would have had him come here. He said, I'm going to be fine by myself for Christmas, because we weren't sure. I knew I was going to be here, and I knew Megan wasn't going to be back yet.
You could have sent him to our misfit Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no, he was happy
to
be by himself.
We would have taken care of him.
Well, he's got this job that he's got now 13 or 14 clients, and he has worked 12 hours a day for the last 17, 18 days. So he just said, okay, he had some client stuff to do yesterday, but for the most part, he just zoned out. And that's okay. Every once in a while, that's a good thing. So, Richie, what about you and your... thank you for asking, Jennifer. It was a very nice day. What we did was, after we got done opening the presents, we went out and had we had lunch here, and then we got in the car and drove through all of the palatial mansions of Palm Beach and down to Boca just to have fun, look around and see, you know, sort of what the big boats look like, that kind of stuff, just because we like to ride and look and stuff. We're sort of touristy.
It's always fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It was fun. And we went to see the movie... Collateral Beauty, and it was a fabulous movie. Everybody should see it.
Any
just
good,
for
yeah.
For this time of
like
year.
It.
Yeah, and yeah, you know, like as it. Usual, the clowns that are the critics don't like it. It really kind of gets you at the end. There's a real twist at the end that you're not expecting at all. I'll give you that much.
Well, you weren't anyway.
No, I wasn't expecting it. So, no, yeah, right. So, well, you'll look and see what you think, the twist in the road. And maybe
hashtag
you
find spoiler alert.
Yeah. All right, so, Richie, what about you yesterday? You have two children and your mother and your brothers.
Two kids, so you spend the morning opening and assembling and reading instruction manuals and doing all that stuff, which is fun. By 2, 3 o'clock, you're exhausted because you're... You know, Dad, come check this out. Dad, come help me with this. Dad, come help me with that. And it's, you know, but it's fun. It's fun. And then we go to my brother's house, who lives on the water in Annapolis in Maryland. And there's 18 or 20 of us there, my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. And they're all, you know, out of college and bringing their boyfriends and girlfriends and all that stuff. So it was a great time. We, you know, go down in the basement. We're playing cornhole and flying my son's drones. And
what's cornhole?
Cornhole is those wood plank things with the hole in them, and you had the bean bags, and you have them about, I don't know, 30 feet apart, and you toss them and try and get them in the hole. Never played that, huh?
Really?
Yeah, it's your first time in a
New Year's resolution,
lounge.
Dougie.
Right. First time in a chaise lounge, I probably
never done cornhole. Yeah, cornhole.
Cornhole.
There you go.
Right.
Hashtag cornhole.
So,
resolutions for Dougie.
Yeah,
yeah right. Okay, so that's what we did. Hopefully you had a good day as well. Share your thoughts. You can go to
Facebook.com.
Yeah, just tell us what you did that was of interest and import yesterday. The whole idea, though, is to carry through whatever thoughts, whenever you had something really beneficial happen or you were being benevolent to help somebody else out. It's a great time. And it's a great source of satisfaction. You don't do it for that, but have some satisfaction, some of the good things that you've done for Christmas. It's 48 past the hour now with DJV.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike this week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plan.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, now 53 after the hour, time for our daily tech talk time. And today we're focusing on what Amazon is doing or has done for you in your Christmas reality. And they're a new pair of glasses. I actually got a pair of glasses. Meredith got me a pair of glasses, Jennifer, that are magnifying glasses you're going to adjust on the side so that they're set. I'm just now trying to play with them and get used to them.
Those are
so
cute.
They can be, yeah, no, they aren't much to look at, but they're very
sexy. Yeah.
They also have a light that you can put in the center of your forehead to those.
No. But see, when I have all this stuff like in front of these computers and I have different, and quickly I need to go and focus on one screen or another or something that may be on a piece of paper in front of me, and it's hard to find glasses that allow me to do that. These do that, but you wouldn't get caught in public with them. They just look like good activity glasses for what I do. And all right, so that makes me think about the new glasses that are out that detect your mood and your mental health.
These are super cool, yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about them in just a moment here on Tech Talk Time.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH. Or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so let's get, this is 56 past the hour, by the way, Tech Talk time. Let's get at these glasses that are able, Jennifer, to detect what you're feeling.
Yeah,
and
remember
how your
the mood
head
ring?
Is working.
When you were a kid, you stick that mood ring on, and it would turn colors and tell you what your mood is. Well, that was supposed to read your mind as a kid. Now there's a more advanced mood-detecting accessory, and by the way, very stylish in eyeglass form. So Philo Group Spa, which builds Dior and Fendi frames, those are big designers, is collaborating with an InterExon to create smart glasses. Each pair has five sensors that detect brain activity through your nose and your ears. And, of course, they connect to an app, which provides an assessment of your mental health and advice on improving it. No one knows the technology is there
Take
except the
nap.
Person who's wearing the glasses, right?
Right.
There'll be sunglasses on the market in the summer, and eventually the company will roll out prescription smart glasses. And, you know, hey, look, it seems fun. I don't know, it's gimmicky, but, you know, hey.
The only thing that's not smart about it is they should have done it 2 months ago so they could have sold them for Christmas.
Absolutely right. But I think it looks like this will be a big thing for next year's Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of Christmas, online shoppers started yesterday, Christmas Day, as you know, that in England it's called Boxing Day, the day after. Boxing, literally, you rebox stuff and bring it back to the store. But there are a lot of people yesterday afternoon, instead of doing family stuff, they started on their smartphones to return what they didn't like.
Okay.
Amazon said it was the busiest Christmas day they've ever had, late in the day. Christmas, as a matter of fact, the returns doubled over the past 5 years, but this was the earliest that they've done it. Five different focuses on how to do this. And they had people go back, you know, people were online, people were working yesterday. And Amazon, anyway, so that's one thing that went on with them. They've teamed up with Goodwill. What are they doing there, Jennifer?
Well, this is actually a really cool story. You've got the Amazon boxes that are left over, right, from presents you ordered online. Well, now you can recycle them in a different way that clears out your clutter at the same time. This partnership between Amazon and Goodwill makes it a little easier to donate to charity. Under the Give Back Box program, you can donate items you no longer want. You ship them to Goodwill for free, and then
You ship them to Goodwill free. You don't have to send them for free.
Okay, well, free. You send them there.
Please.
Follow these steps to participate. You empty out your old shipping box. You fill the box with clothing, accessories, and household goods you no longer want. You put your free shipping label at givebackbox.com, and then you drop your box off at UPS or the Postal Service, and they'll deliver it to the nearest Goodwill location that participates, which is really cool. I like this story.
All right. Yeah, that is a good story. All right.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.